Hello and welcome to the Are You Ready podcast with me, Dave Elliott, and he...
William Thompson.
That was low energy.
William Thompson, you son of a bitch!
That's more like a neck your coffee, mate. Let's start off like Stone Cold Steve Austin, coffee down. Bernie, is it?
Hey, very Bernie.
Oh, you son of a bitch, you burned the mouth off me.
Oh, welcome to the podcast, guys. How are we doing? Where do people listen to this podcast? That's what I want to know. What are they doing?
Help me.
In the gym, in bed, or both. We're very welcome. Help. So what's this, the fifth episode?
I believe so.
Of the Are You Ready podcast. And this week, we're going to be talking about the Oh My God moments throughout the history of wrestling. And for those who maybe aren't wrestling fans and just listen to this because they love us.
And we love you.
What are OMG moments in wrestling?
OMG moments are moments that just make you go, holy shit, did you see that? Like the next day you're in school or at work.
Yeah, even now at 35, I will go to playgrounds and be like, did you see what Van Damme did last night?
Why do you speak in a little calm voice?
Because I have to pretend that I should still be in the school, and that's the way I spoke when I was in school before my voice broke.
Where'd the lisp come from?
Just that's excuse me, I didn't do my homework last night because it's busy. It's just the way I spoke when I was in school.
You're doing psychic, Glenn.
No, I'm not.
You are?
No, I'm not.
You could do me.
It was just my voice in school, mate.
It's a moment that makes you go, holy shit. It's one that you remember for years. It's a moment that anytime you bring it up to wrestling fans, you go, do you remember when this happened?
But you know what? Moment. This is the thing that people say about us. They're like, guys, why would you start a wrestling podcast and then not put the videos on YouTube? That's what people say to us. Why would you do it? And I would say, because we put clips in it and YouTube are sons of bitches.
But
we
like getting taken down.
We like to buck the trends. But what we do say is it might not be on YouTube. Oh, whoopsie-daisy. I just punched my mic. But I got so much feeling about this. It's available on Spotify. You can watch those old videos on Spotify. But you know what? We like to buck the trend. We like to fuck YouTube and we like to fuck you guys too. And this week...
We like to buck you guys too?
Yeah, this week...
I'd buck all of you.
So would I, mate.
Individually.
You know what? I would...
Line you up like a big horny Royal Rumble.
We'd tag team them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do the tag team.
Yeah.
The What's That 1-2-3 Kids finisher at the 69.
Yeah.
We'll drop a few 69s and a few of the listeners. But this week, we'll speaking of listeners...
A big wet elimination chamber.
A big wet?
Big wet elimination
What's chamber. What's sexy about being wet?
Sorry, do you go in completely dry when you're having sex?
Into the elimination chamber? Yes.
Frigid.
But no, we're going to fuck the trend. We're going to start with a few questions.
Yeah.
The listeners have come at us with questions. Do you want to do a wee bit one-on-one? You go first, I'll go first, and okay. We'll just throw a few out.
100%.
You go first, I go first. We'll fuck it around. Who cares? You go first, you go second, then I'll go second.
Okay, so who's good. Going first?
Rock, paper, scissor.
Okay. That's I'll last, ready?
Oh, I'll what? 1, 2, 3. Oh, scissor, sister.
Grown man. Really?
1, 2, 3. Oh, you beat
yes,
me.
Yes, I'll go first. This is an absolute banger of a question. Favorite WrestleMania ever?
Oh, whoa. That's the
fuck is
the best
smoking a cigar?
The best WrestleMania ever was the one where Shawn Michaels retired Ric Flair. I think. And then did The Undertaker fight Batista at that one, maybe?
That was the year before.
Who
The Undertaker faced Edge.
Edge. There you go. That was the best, in my opinion. I loved that.
WrestleMania 30 for me is my all-time
favorite.
And
what was that?
It was when Daniel Bryan faced Triple H, then was in the main event.
Yeah.
It's the one where the streak gets broken.
See, that one, I would say, that's the difference between us. You know, that's the new era fans' favorite one because of Daniel Bryan. But the old era, I like that one.
You WrestleMania 19 was a banger as well.
Which one was that?
You had Hogan, Vince.
Yeah.
Austin Rock, Lesnar, Angle.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H, Booker T, not a great one.
You know one I really love to go older, but it gets a lot of heat now? It was the one like when they were in Caesar's Palace.
WrestleMania 9?
I loved
that. It was fucking shit.
But see, I was only a kid at that point, you know what I mean? So it was like, it was just exciting to see.
Is that the one where Hulk Hogan comes back inexplicably and wins the belt?
But The Undertaker fought against the Giant Gonzalez. And he fought.
You did not enjoy that.
But here's the thing, I wasn't like a wrestling fan.
No, I know.
I was a little boy, and he was just a big, naked man with a muff. It's hard not to like that.
His wrestling costume is literally a naked bodysuit
With overgrown pubes.
With some hairy bollocks.
Yeah. And
he chloroformed The Undertaker?
Yep, he did. He chloroformed The Undertaker, but The Undertaker won. He returned.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to chloroform your opponent.
There you go. And was Coco Beware there as well at some point?
I think he may have
The Birdman, because I think there was a big bird at it, and I remember being a kid going, I like birds. I love birds, man.
Honestly, that's how Coco Beware made his career. People would be like, what do you love about Coco? Has a part called Frankie.
He's got a bird called Frankie. Frankie got burned to death. Do you hear that story?
What?
Yeah, it's pretty. Google Frankie right now. I want you to read Coco Beware, Frankie Bird. It's really sad. I saw this recently. And
Coco that sounds Beware, like a song.
Frankie Bird.
Frankie Bird.
Yeah, who would sing it? Little Richard.
Frankie Bird. Who would sing Frankie Bird?
Yeah.
Arctic Monkeys.
Of course they would.
Now then, Frankie Bird.
You know what I will say? That coffee is really hot. Wow.
Did I make you laugh mid-coffee drink?
You did, yeah. Oh. Read it out loud.
I'm trying to find a story. They're not talking about how he...
Frankie Bird burnt to death, mate. Cooked him. Ate him. The Birdman.
Coco Beware and the tragedy that befell his iconic bird.
Yeah. See, when you say it with a Belfast accent, it sounds like you're talking about his missus. Coco Beware and his
head. He has an iconic bird.
This week in the Sunday World, find out what happened to Cokie and Coco Beware's dirty bird.
I had him for 15 years. I lost him in a house fire. It was hard. Very hard.
I mean, that wasn't the article I read, because he definitely was more upset than that.
I was at church and someone came running up to me and said, Coco, you gotta go home. Your house is on fire. I got there and it was a disaster. I had a neighbour who I'd never met before, who lived down the street, was in my backyard on his knees crying. He goes, I'm sorry, I couldn't save your child. He'd heard a voice burning inside the building. He heard a voice inside the burning building and it was screaming, let me out, let me out. He thought it was one of my kids. It was my pet parrot, Frankie.
I got even sadder, poor wee Frankie. And let me ask this question.
Am I the one who thinks that's a wee bit funny?
Yeah, where the fuck are Coco Beware's kids? He thought it was one of my kids, but they're not with me at church and they're not in the house. And hold on, why is somebody calling him Coco? Is that his real name?
It's probably, you know, what there's no one by. Right. Everyone calls Hulk Hogan Hulk.
I call him Tez.
You would not call him Tez. Right, you would not call him. You wouldn't see Hulk Hogan in the street and go, oh fuck, there's Terry.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
No, but I guarantee most people with a few pints in them will call him brother. Like, it's all you get.
Hey, brother. See The Undertaker in the street? There's Big Mark.
Big Mark. I mean, to be fair, now The Undertaker's retired, he looks like somebody from the estate that would be called Big Mark. You know what I mean? Just kicking him out in his jeans and all. Big Mark's a bit crazy. You know, all he does is walks around. He has an Alsatian, walks around the estate, and he drinks way too much throughout the whole course of the day. Big Mark.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so do you have a question for us?
It's your time for a question.
What was that question?
My question was favourite WrestleMania match.
Oh, really? I just got so lost about Frankie getting burnt up. Brogan has asked us, the best wrestler never to win a world title. That is a good one. And now, are we going to count world titles to include like ECW and all? Or is that
no, let's the big two. We'll do the big two.
Right, okay.
William Regal.
William Regal, that's a good shout. And also quite niche. I don't think a lot of people would pick Lord William Regal.
But when you think about it,
yeah,
he should have.
I'm going to go for Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, he was a good one. He was good. He should have.
I mean, he had the best vignette ever. Like, sweet promo videos, just him like doing things amazingly well.
Apparently he could do all those, like, it wasn't camera tricks.
No, one was a camera trick where he threw a fucking football, American football length of pitch and caught it.
No, he could do that.
I don't know.
Oh, he did it.
He did.
I've seen the video. He's done it.
He is dead. I've seen him do it, mate. He's been dead since probably before you were born. See him do
it. Oh, no, he died in 2003.
What, off just being sick?
Drugs.
All right.
A lot of these are drugs. Like,
a lot of people don't just die of being sick anymore, do they? He was sick and he died.
What do you want them to die of? Consumption?
Yeah.
It's 2003.
Mr. Perfect. Yeah, he's obviously not that great, is
Mr. Perfect has the flu. He's going to die. I don't think so.
I mean, hey, listen. On another side note from Brogan, are we heading to the Clash at the Castle and will we do a podcast in Wales? Listen, guys, we're going to start a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
We're not going to start a Patreon because it's way too early for
when
that
When is
shit.
It?
It's in a couple of weeks or something, maybe next month.
I would like to just go, if there was like a big event or whatever, I would like just to go down for that. The tickets to the event itself were extortionate.
Yeah, what we will do, listen, I'll say it here now in this, if you know anybody, Triple H or Stephanie or whatever, tell them the boys will go over as long as they pay for it, put us up and they bring the whole team, and we could set up, we get a studio pay for, we get a hotel pay for, we get some money as well, get some free merch, and we get to meet Sheamus.
And I'm still going to chant CM Punk the whole time.
Yeah, and you're, oh no. Do you still like him?
I do, but he's but I've always been aware he's a dickhead.
Yeah.
And he is a dickhead.
Like, is he? Aye, right
enough. He's a proper dickhead. He is a full dickhead. Like, the amount of stories of people, like, he falls out with people. He fell out with Hornswoggle, because Hornswoggle got a new phone. And
was he very short with him?
Boo.
So Hornswoggle got a new phone and CM Punk's kicked the fuck out of him.
No.
It's like, no.
Even weirder, right? So they have a mutual friend. I can't remember who it was. And
John Cena, because they friends of both.
Maybe it was. And Hornswoggle's like, oh, can I get that guy's number? Because I know you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And CM Punk said he was trying to take advantage of him and take advantage of his friendship and use him. So he wouldn't give him the number. Never spoke to Hornswoggle again.
CM Punk needs to chill. He needs to eat some more flumps or something. Get a bit more sugar in his diet.
He doesn't drink and he doesn't do drugs.
You know what else he doesn't do?
He fucking needs to.
He doesn't fight very well.
No, he doesn't.
No, UFC career. That was embarrassing.
It was. Know what he does do, though?
What?
Slay poos.
Sorry?
Slay poos.
I thought you said, okay. And what does that mean for an older man?
He gets the ladies.
Married.
You name me a diva, he's bucked them.
Mae Young.
Bucked them.
Not just her. Bucked them. Orlando Jordan.
Not a diva.
Is he? Can we just say this? Are we going to mention Orlando Jordan on every podcast? He's the unofficial mascot of the Are You Ready podcast.
I need to get a wee pot of cream. Yeah, and just pour it on Orlando Jordan.
You need to get some like hazard tape and just dangle it. Yeah. Let's make this happen. Let's make Orlando Bloom hang. Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Jordan. Let's make Orlando Bloom hang. Jesus Christ! Last episode, you wanted R. Kelly to come back.
I know.
You're trying to kill Orlando Bloom.
I still want R. Kelly back, but we'll not worry about that. So by the way, I've got a free R. Kelly t-shirt. I'll wear it next time. I don't, but I'll make one.
Do you know he was the Ultimate Warrior's last ever match?
Orlando Jordan?
Yeah.
Where?
Somewhere in Australia.
What? Like, let me talk about this. Was it a sanctioned match, or was it just like was it WWE?
No, it was just naturally.
So hold on.
Do you remember how they did Ric Flair's last match?
Yes.
It was like that.
But was Orlando Jordan being all in that freaky shit at that point?
Oh, yeah.
So, but I hate this.
Why are you closing your eyes like you're trying to
beat off? I'm trying to imagine what, because the Ultimate Warrior is like a guy that's too intense. And all this kind of shit. And then he's just slinking about, like covered in oil and cream. How did that work?
Not well. It wasn't a good match.
I can imagine.
It wasn't good, but no, that was his final ever match. Do you want another question?
Sure, hit me up.
Favorite crowd pop from down the years. So, a crowd pop for the, like, because it's a wee insider term and we're being nerdy. It's when the crowd goes mental, makes the crowd go, oh.
What's yours? Because I know mine and it's more recent than you think. And no, that's Frankie burning to death.
Let me out!
All right, hey.
Mate, your kids.
Also, what sort of kid does he think he has?
Let me out! I don't know, but if you didn't know and you just heard a voice from inside a burning house screaming, let me out, and it's high pitch, you're going to be like, oh, that's
a kid. Yeah, but you also be like, why are you on your hands and knees? You're fucking not helping anybody. Go get the fire brigade. Call Scotty too hot again.
He's at the front of the house being like, why? Yeah. Why? It's like, get a fucking glass of water on you.
Yeah, oh no, poor Frankie. You could have just opened the window and you've flown out.
My favourite crowd pop?
Yes.
When CM Punk came back.
To AEW?
Yeah,
I don't think it was the best.
That was big.
I think I've won better.
I'm not saying it was the best. No. I'm saying it was my favourite.
That's okay. Well, I think my favourite, and I think also the best, was when Edge returned to the Royal Rumble, because no one expected it.
That was good.
Thought he was paralysed. They thought he was gone.
No, no one thought he was paralysed. I did. You thought Edge was paralysed. Yeah. He'd been walking.
Well, he had short hair.
What?
He had short hair.
What?
And didn't look like himself, so.
So that's him paralyzed?
Yeah. It's easier to maintain.
Do you think you're paralyzed right now?
No, I'm bald. There's a difference. He chose his hair to be short. I just, unfortunately, nature's chosen.
Mankind winning the world title. Big one.
Was that whenever Stone Cold stunned The Rock, was it? Or was
he hit him with the chair?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good pop. But no, I like the Edge one because it made you want to cry a wee bit. Because you're like, there's a man, he loves his kids, and he thought his dreams were dead, and he's back wearing leather again.
Yeah, that's fair. That was a good one.
Yeah.
He came out and he was crying, and yeah, the song was playing that. Oh, this
and
day.
And that's one of the best
things
ever.
It's so real to me.
I love that. It's like,
oh, that's a good theme. Hasn't had a bad theme.
No. Even the Judgment Day music was good until they bucked them out. They kind of fucked that a bit.
I don't know what's going on with that.
No.
I'm very confused.
It's pretty weird. And also, Judgment Day was the name of a pay-per-view for a long time.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a weird name for that stable.
It's clear. It's like, I think, who was it got injured? Was it Cody got injured? And they're like, well, we need a baby face now.
Yeah.
They need a good guy because Cody got injured, so they just kind of fucked that whole stable.
There's a segment we've sort of unofficially had over the last couple of episodes since we've not been allowed to show videos anymore, and it's where I pitch ideas to creative.
Yeah.
I feel what they need to do is bring...
Is food related again?
No, not this time, because I'm satiated with my coffee. But I feel that they need to bring Orlando Jordan back as a baby face, and just not... No one will know it's Orlando Jordan. We'll not call him Orlando. We'll just call him... Well, in fact, you know what? Fuck, it's food-based. We'll call him Cream. And that's his gimmick. He's just always covered in cream. But he will be able to tell kids the benefit, you know, nutritionally of cream for calcium and your bones and stuff. So he won't just be doing all that creepy cream stuff. He'll just be, like, eating cream and saying, kids, eat your cream, get strong bones.
You should never be allowed near a creative team ever. Because you just want someone to pitch the benefits of calcium to children?
Yes. Bones.
How would that work in a feud?
In a feud?
Yeah.
Other people would be like, you don't need to have calcium in your diet. And he'd be, whoa, what about the kids? Their bodies will be made of cartilage forever.
This is just lazy town, what you're pitching me right now.
Well, there you go. It works. There's definitely crossovers. And I would also have a gimmick of you want a good guy? I would just call Mr. Consent. That would be my character.
And Mr. Consent.
And he would just always preach the benefits of consent. And then there'd be a bad guy who'd be
who's
like...
Who's a sexual assaulter?
No, he would just be like... Because this is another thing. You know more about this than I do. But like
consent?
No, but spiking people. So there was a time, like nowadays, people your age, they are injecting people in bars and all, and they're putting stuff in their drinks.
Oh, yes.
That's fucking mental to me that happens.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But it is happening. So Mr. Consent would knock that in the head. And there'd be a baddie who'd go around, he'd be drugging people and all. And then he'd be winning matches because he'd be drugging them and all. And then Mr. Consent would come and be like, hey, that's wrong, Mr.
John, the maddest thing is, that has happened. Not Mr. Consent, the other thing has happened.
Of drugging people?
Yeah, the drug people for in wrestling. Sure, like Triple H drugged Stephanie.
Yep, that was because he loved her.
Come on out, you rapist.
But then, was
you
that,
sent me that at least once a day.
Was that over the period after he just got with Kane's? X?
No, that was way later. The sip you took after that was like we're on Loose Women. Did he drug her and marry her after he'd hooked up with Kane's ex, was it?
So inappropriate to describe what he did as hooked up.
Yeah. Did he shag the corpse?
Yes.
That's not hooking up.
Yeah. And what did he say?
I screwed your brains out.
Yeah, that was the most... gross thing ever.
I love the mean nerdy Triple H voice.
But then he only started to like change. When did he start to change? When he became the game. I can do anything.
See,
I want.
Is when he's a good guy. This is his voice. What is when this? He's a good guy, he talks like this.
And he had very soft.
And then I'm the bad game.
So then he could.
I'm buying a lot of things, but legal isn't one of them.
Listen, sorry, we're back in the creative room. Triple H plays both. The drugger and Mr. Consent. He's got a split personality. Oh my god.
How's that working at the end of the feud?
Because the spiker wears a mask.
Okay.
And Mr. Consent isn't about. Someone else unveils him, Sheamus, because he just does whatever. Right. Sheamus and Dolph Ziggler. They hold down the bad boy. Because that's what the character's called.
The bad boy. Who spikes people?
Yeah, the bad boy spikes people and they pull the mask off and it's Mr. Consent.
Or Vince.
It was me all along, Austin.
I think the FBI are actually going to do that to Vince themselves, so don't worry about that.
But yeah, I mean, listen.
Mr. Consent. What would his costume be, Mr. Consent?
Mr. Consent.
Would it be like Mr. America, but instead of the A, it's the C?
No, Mr. Consent wouldn't be like a superhero. He'd just be a regular clean-cut guy, because that's what consent's about. Should just be for the everyman. Everyone should practice consent.
What the fuck was that?
That's C for consent. Yeah, consent. Consent, Mr. Consent. Mr. Consent.
Have you lost your fucking mind?
No, but what do you guys think of that pitch? Sounds like a good, there's good storylines there. No.
Better than some of the other ones.
Yeah, agree.
I mean, my favorite all thing is it. That's your answer to the question of favorite crowd pop from down the years.
So, no, Edge.
The character of Mr. Consent.
Now, listen, I know people that listen to this podcast have a lot of time in their hands. I want somebody to get to the drawing board. I want them to get the drawing board. I want some artwork of how Mr. Consent would look.
Who would you have? You want Triple H to be Mr. Consent?
Well, no, because he's retired now. So who would I hire to be Mr. Consent? I'd bring back a Velveteen Dream.
Is that the most appropriate guy to play Mr. Consent?
Yes, I believe so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? He is aware you can't get consent of 14-year-olds? He doesn't know that?
Oh, is he a pervert? Pedo?
Are you being serious?
I don't know what happened to him now. So he got sacked because he was a bit weird.
Bit weird's putting it, eh?
Okay, well, if we can't have him...
Mr. Consent, R. Kelly, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me see. Mr. Consent would be played by...
Enzo Amore?
Yeah. Yeah, Enzo Amore. No, he's a tattoo, so he doesn't look like he would practice consent. I would say... it had to be somebody really clean cut and like...
He's got fresh tattoos, so I don't think he practices consent.
I know. Hey, listen, it's just the vibe I get from him. I would say Mr. Consent. Ooh, it's hard.
Bada boom. Nicest guy in the room. How are you doing? Sincerely.
Kenny Dykstra.
You just wanted to say Dykstra, didn't
nope.
you?
Nope. Kenny Dykstra will come back.
Why Kenny Dykstra?
He's clean-cut, all-American-looking guy. Used to be a cheerleader. He would be involved in high school parties, and he needs to practice consent.
Do you remember he came back for like a couple of weeks, like years ago, and he quit his job to become a wrestler again? And they were like...
Yeah.
They were like, mate, we...
Oh, was he a PE teacher?
He was like a teacher, or a dancer? Yeah. He was a teacher. And he quit his job and all, and they were like, mate, we do not need you. You did not need to quit your job.
Yeah, but now, quit your job, Mr. Consent's going for a while. That's going to be... I mean, there's not like a good, you know, character anymore that kind of just...
Scott Steiner would be a good Mr. Consent.
But he's covering tattoos, isn't he?
Where's this tattoo?
Because I just think to play the role of Mr. Consent, you don't have to have tattoos, that's all I'm saying.
Most wrestlers have tattoos.
And that's why it took me fucking ages to think of Kenny Dykstra.
Kenny Dykstra has a tattoo.
Well, I'd get it removed. I'd say, listen, you can leave your job, we'll give you a contract, but you need to get rid of that tattoo.
Okay. So Edge is your favourite crowd yes. pop ever.
Ben wants to know, if you were to host a Northern Irish Comedians Royal Rumble, who would come out on top?
Ben asked me the exact same thing.
Ben's desperate to find out that answer.
I don't know where it's went. Actually, Callum asked me that question, so I've got to... Who's coming out in a Comedians Royal Rumble?
Yeah. Or else you'd dirty dick me, wouldn't you? All you bastards would gang up and try and throw me over the rope. I'd say
Geddes.
Nah. Geddes is a fucking backstall. Donnie's got no... He's gone.
Is he?
Yeah. I'm stronger and bigger.
I'd play it dead sneaky. I think I'd get further than people would think.
But you said before, like a few podcasts back, you would play Hornswoggle if you were to be like dress up. So you'd hide under the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that'd be good.
A wee weapon, just hit people with shit.
What would your weapon of choice be?
I always had, if I was a wrestler,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to be a wee wrestling bookie.
Right, okay, I like this gimmick actually. John, hold on, listen, I'm now back in the creative room.
I'd be
again.
A wrestling bookie, and like I get people under my influence because they owe me money and shit, and that's how I end up building a stable of people who are in debt to me. But I would still
you
have
would need a heavy though. You would need a big enforcer. Have a heavy,
yeah. But I would still have cerebral palsy. That's the gimmick.
Yes.
And I would just have my splint, but it's a loaded splint.
And what does it shoot out? Bookie slips?
No, a loaded. It's just got a metal plate.
Right. Okay.
How would that hurt someone?
I would just totally.
My God! There's blood everywhere. Paper cut.
But you could store anything up that.
Yeah.
Splint like you. And you want to shoot out the wee pants?
He got Mr. Consent in the eyes with a booker slip.
Yeah, and did he consent to being shot in the face? No.
No, but that's I would have like a wee metal pipe or something underneath my splint, so it would just hit people with a splint.
Nice, and your heavy, what would your heavy be called?
My heavy?
Yeah.
It would just be like a big... If it was one of the comedians,
yeah.
You'd probably be my heavy.
And what I'd be called? Even Odds. Evens.
Odds and Evens.
Name. Odds and Evens.
Oh, that would be my tag team, Odds and Evens.
No, Odds and Evens would be... Like, you know, was it Acolytes, the DOA? Or
yeah.
Yeah, it would just be two bald guys. Me and Geddes. Odds and Evens.
Yeah. My favorite move's called the Boogie's favorite.
The payout. First past the post is where you kick them in the balls. It's really hard against the ring post. And, like, my favourite part about that gimmick was what you would do to them after you'd beaten them.
Yeah. Which is?
Which is take a slip and pin it to their chest.
I just put it in their mouth.
Yeah. And what about the slip?
I'll slip it in their mouth.
Yeah. And that's not...
I mean, this would be a great... You know what I mean? You just get like a wee bookie slip and you put it in your mouth. And would, you know, you could make so many stories. It could be like, oh, the world champion's being dodgy because he owed me a load of money and then he loses.
Yeah, and then you could steal the belt and try to pawn it and all. There you go. There's so many storylines to bookie.
I mean? Yeah. No one can get near me because odds and evens are...
Yeah. I mean, that's a great gimmick. Triple H, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Be like, that's a great gimmick.
Oh, good. I have to say it's a great gimmick.
Yeah, that would work well. So, yeah, I would win the Royal Rumble there.
You would say
Gannis. Yeah. See, people think he's...
He's grippy.
Nah, he's too wee.
I mean, he's too wee. Too wee. He's like your height.
Oh, but he's too wee. Too light. He's too, and his back's injured and all.
Is his back injured?
Yeah, but I would just go for the back.
Who'd be the first one out?
Shane would jump over the top rope straight away. He would think he would do well, but he'd jump over. He'd be like, I don't fancy this.
I'd see Butler going out first.
No, probably first one realistically to go out. This is going to be Sly, isn't it? Who's the weeest and smallest and littlest? No, but you'd be hiding under the ring, so.
Yeah. I'd also be like biting and shit. Like, you're not getting me out.
Who's a nice person? Is there any nice comedians?
Johnny Bo, get out if you ask them the nice enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Johnny, jump over that rope.
Yeah, Johnny would go out first. Yeah, it's fair. Yeah, no problem. Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But it'd be interesting. It'd be an interesting event. Let's do it. Let's book a venue and do it. We'll commentate. Odds and evens.
Just call me Baldy Locks. Wants to know HBK was better than Bret the Hitman Hart. Discuss. This could be the whole episode.
Well, yes, is the answer to that. End off. Finished. Yeah.
I disagree.
Well, why? Well. What about Brett makes you think he's better than HBK?
I never said he was better.
Uh-huh.
I said HBK wasn't better than him.
He is. Shawn Michaels has got length, and that's what's most important.
Because he has a bigger dick?
No, well, I don't know. I've not seen their dicks. I would love to, because in their heyday, both very hot guys. But, and not in a gay way, of course.
Oh, in the straightest way possible. Yeah, show me your dick, sexy, you know,
but
man. Like,
but my mum used to fancy Bret Hart.
Did she?
Oh, like, very much.
Really?
Like, she was, like, very into him. You know, if you know what I'm saying.
That's so weird.
Yeah, she loved Bret Hart. And Shawn Michaels, he was a sexy boy, but now he doesn't look sexy anymore.
Well, because he's 60.
Yeah, he's a 60 boy.
He's just a 60 boy.
But, like, didn't his head get caved in? That's why his eyes are all crossed. Like, I saw him boot him in the nose or something.
It was Jericho threw him into the Titantron.
Well, that wasn't what did his eye, though, really, was it?
Mm-hmm.
The Geritron 6000 or something?
In 2008, see if you look for it. Yeah. His eye wasn't like that.
But, I think he was better because he had achieved more over longer. And he put more people over.
See, it's not Brett's fault, though, that he didn't.
Fucking pansy.
He got kicked in the head and had a stroke.
Well, did it in Goldberg 1, didn't he?
They were such different styles. I think Brett was more, you know, a real realistic.
Yeah, Brett was hard. He fought like...
Everything he did made sense.
He fought like Austin, but better, if that makes sense, didn't he? Like, he's a brawler move, and he did, like, you know, that elbow off middle rope and all.
Yeah, but everything he did makes sense. Like, if he was going to
the excellence of execution,
attack your knee,
yeah,
he wouldn't attack anything but your knee.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, which is, but it's the people would say the Nature Boy is the same as that. He would just attack any part of you, your joints, your
bank account.
And then also, like, in his last match, pretend to have a full-on heart
attack.
That
was my favourite thing ever.
That was brilliant.
That was a heart attack and then kicks Jeff Jarrett in the bollocks.
But that's Nature Boy Ric Flair.
What is it with kicking people in the bollocks in wrestling?
But it's the dirtiest move in the game, the low blow. Like, but Ric Flair made his career of being like, why do people fall for it? I'm sorry, thumb the eye. Like, that's a devastating move. But there's nothing better like than whenever you've had a proper operation on your heart. Like, you've had surgery to your heart and you're in front of your family and there's nothing better than pretend you're actually about to die and people are like, oh fuck, boom, from the eye kick the box.
What I don't get in wrestling mindset when they're like, oh, I'm hurt, don't come over to me. I'm like, I'm wrestling.
Yeah.
I want you to be hurt. Like, I'm trying to hurt you. I'm glad you're hurt.
Yeah, but then it's like a lot of times it's a good person having a bit of empathy, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sorry.
But like, if you were to be like, oh, in front of like Kane, you'd be in trouble. He just lift you up and chokeslam you.
Yeah, he can't thumb his eyes, wearing a mask.
True.
Have you followed him recently?
Kane's very into like right-wing politics now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really big into it.
Yeah.
Really weird. Really weird.
I mean, it's weird that he just doesn't wear his mask anymore. That'd make it a bit more banter.
No, what's even weirder is he did do a speech as the mayor of Knoxville and ended it by putting his mask on and chokeslamming someone through a table. He did do that.
Well, I mean, get the people on side. If you're going to be a bit right wing, all you need to do is pull out the mask.
I agree with that being his politics. Who are you voting for? Kane. Why? It's
fucking but Kane. Do you remember? I'm pretty sure this has happened. I've not made it up. But there was a time where Obama, who was Obama running for? Was it Hillary?
Originally?
Yeah, or somebody.
Against?
Yeah.
In the primaries or?
Yeah, and who did he go up against?
McCain.
Was
and
there,
then Romney.
But was there a time whenever he was speaking, like that he appeared in the Titantron, Obama, at some point in wrestling? And I'm pretty sure he said, if you smell what Barack is cooking. I'm 100% certain he said that.
Okay, that did happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was not the real Barack Obama.
I'm pretty sure.
It was like the shittest impression ever.
No, but I'm pretty sure he has said that on the Titantron.
It was not him. I know what you're talking about. It wasn't the real Barack Obama.
I'm going to try and find this.
I'm going to look it up now too. Cause
right. You did then because we don't have both on our phones.
Yeah.
You can try to find it. But I think it was done someone dressed up as him, but I also think he actually said it.
Holy shit. I didn't know this.
Yeah, turn around and see if it's it.
I'll show you it. I was thinking of the time they had someone dressed as Obama
with big ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yes, is it?
Thanks to their extraordinary service, the war in Iraq is over. The war in Afghanistan is coming to an end.
Oh, our got that wrong. A bit premature.
So to all the members of our armed forces serving
that's
around
the world,
and to your
yeah.
families here at home.
No, it's sort of not.
So
Biden just said, keep all
the
gear.
American people, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. God bless you. God bless these United States of America.
So at no point does he say, do you smell Barack as good?
Did he not? Was he the president at that point?
Yes, at what point?
No, he wasn't the president. It was before he was the president he said it.
Oh, when he was senator?
Yeah.
Right.
When he was,
by the way, because in that war would be appropriate for him to go, the war in Iraq is over.
Yeah.
We are leaving Afghanistan and we want to thank all of our American troops and everything you do for the wonderful country.
Yeah.
If you smell what Barack is good.
No, he should have said, Obama lay the smack it down on Osama. If you smell what Barack is cooking.
Who has the worst Barack, me or you?
Both terrible.
Both awful.
I can do a good George Bush, though, if you want.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hold on. Give me something that stupid weirdo would say.
Watch this draft.
Yeah, he'd be like, my fellow Americans
good.
Of the United States of America, I'm your commander-in-chief.
She was a little girl in Texas.
Oh, no.
Just like me. That's actually something he said.
Yeah.
She was a little Texan girl, just like me.
Well, listen to 2022, respect the bush.
There's a saying I have when I grew up, it's, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. I can't get fooled again.
You know who you sound like? The worst promo ever. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going
to... You touch me in the wrong way.
I'm going to be really cross with you.
Was this it?
Let me see, it's like a blonde guy.
You know, this is a historic
oh, no, you've got a lot of them.
It's not just that the reign of Randy Orton...
Right, fast, right forward
to the
end.
The reign of Randy Orton.
Fast to the end, see if you can get it.
For making progress for the American people, I've got one question. Do you smell what Barack is cooking?
Hey!
That's ridiculous. Not more mental than that. When John Cena ended with pay-per-view by coming out and going, we've killed Osama bin Laden.
Yes, that was brilliant. And then people are like, well, where's the proof, John? And he's like, he's in the sea. Oh, I fucking beard.
But it was like,
fucking beard, he's not dead at all.
It was so random because it's like, oh, John Cena retains it, comes back out of the mic. He's like, by the way, Osama bin Laden's dead. And the crowd's like,
yeah.
Like they were going to bring out the fucking corpse.
Yeah, I mean, he should have. That would have popped numbers.
Do you remember when they finally got that? Like, Osama was fucking everywhere. I mean, wrestling didn't be quiet about it for years.
Yeah, but the best thing about finding Osama bin Laden, they spent years trying to find him. They're like, he's in the caves of Afghanistan. We need to start a war in Iraq to get this guy.
Yeah.
And then they're like, where'd they find him? In his house. He's in his gaff. Then they're like, shh, we're going to sneak in the middle of the night. So what they do? Crash a fucking helicopter in his back garden. He's like, ah, bollocks, what's going on here? And they're like, the only one thing left for us to do is just run and shoot everybody. Fucking sly.
But would Zero you Dark Thirty, great film. The extermination of Osama bin Laden as an OMG moment?
Yes. What a way to start it. Like, even to this day, what I want to do, I want to find somebody get, like, the footage of them going through the house and just put JR's commentary over it.
Just, he had a family! My God! Why? Tell me why!
That is definitely an OMG moment. I mean, what? That's the best segue I've ever heard in the history of podcasting. And this is what this week's episode is. We digressed with questions, but yes. We're coming in with the OMG moments. Do you want to kick us off? Because you kicked us off with some great questions.
I'll kick you off with probably the biggest OMG moment in wrestling. And it is the Hell in a Cell match between Mick Foley and The Undertaker. Mankind versus The Undertaker, King of the Ring, 1998.
Yeah.
Where Foley goes off the cell, not once, but twice. Often imitated, never replicated.
No, because, I mean, nowadays, it like they fuck up all the landings because you see the
it's
big...
It's too
like,
safe. And you couldn't do it again.
No.
Because the cell's too big now.
But it was mental. Like, at the start, I remember actually watching that. I was watching it with my dad, and he went, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, no, if he's saying that, it must be serious. Because I remember the first Hell in a Cell where Kane came in and ripped the door off and got to The Undertaker. But I remember looking at it going, are they going to go on top of that? I was like, why are you go on top of that? Go on top of it and all. And like, we're just like almost like fucking like gladiators begging for them to kill murder each other, please. I need to kill each other. And they didn't go on. This is fucking bullshit. What's the point of this? Then that one, if I remember right, was The Undertaker entered first and he was in the ring. And then Mankind just came out and climbed the top. And then Undertaker followed him up. And that was literally the start of that match. Went ding, ding, ding. He climbed the top.
I don't think Undertaker was ever in the ring.
Yeah.
As it started.
But I think he was not. He was in first though. Because Mankind came up and he just climbed
up. Yeah, he just climbed it. Because Mankind comes in with a chair. And there's like an awkward 30 seconds where he's trying to like climb with the chair, realizes he can't, and then tries to throw the chair up.
Yeah.
And he can't throw the chair up.
But Mankind is effectively what you call locally a mental bastard, isn't he?
Yes.
Like he's done mental things.
Yeah.
Over the years. Like we will do an episode.
Mick Foley comes up several times.
We will do an
moments.
Episode called The Madness of Mick Foley.
Have you ever read his book?
Have a Nice Day?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, have you not?
No.
It's outstanding.
What's it about?
His life.
Oh, I thought it was just about like motivational, trying to get people to have a good day.
No, it's all about his wrestling life. It's fucking amazing. The detail he goes into stuff is so, so good.
Yeah. But I saw his one-man show and it was great in the Empire a few years back. It was good.
Oh,
time.
Did you?
Yeah.
I saw Chris Jericho's one-man show.
Was it good?
Mandela. It was very good. Some of them are fucking class.
But I mean, they have great stories. I'm sure it would be.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. So he's climbing the top of the cage.
He climbs up on the top of the cage.
Undertaker goes, now, what weight would they both be? Probably like 18, 19 stone, both of them.
More than that. Big Foley was pushing 300.
Yeah, they were big boys. And like, the top of the... Like, effectively, it's just a chain metal.
The cell at that time wasn't made to hold them.
No.
So
and then
Foley talks about that as he's stepping across the top of the cell. It started to break. You can see their foot goes through all of it.
Yes, that was pretty scary.
And pretty much, I think it's 3 minutes or 5 minutes into the match, Undertaker just fucks him off the side.
Yeah, and for those who don't get the terminology, that means through. He didn't just bomb him. Just bombed him off the stage, which would be the Bundertaker. Why did they never call him
My God, they've bombed him! They've bombed him!
But he threw him in such a way that you're like, oh, fuck. Like, he went... Instead, normally, if they fall off, it's the most, like, fake.
Yeah, like...
Like Rikishi onto the sawdust.
Like
snore.
When Shane falls, it's always back.
Yeah.
Gotta take a big fly. He just... twists his body around and it contorts in such a strange way
and
that like
his shoulder first
are at a 90 degree angle from like his legs and he just hits that impact and he doesn't go through the table,
he bounces off it
then goes through it.
And like, what did JR say? My God,
they killed him. God is my witness, he is broken in half.
And after that I thought, well, that's the end of Mick Foley's life.
That's they actually apologize for how short the match is.
But that was the first big bump. That was, they said that was planned, that one.
That one was planned. Yeah. That's the thing. They thought that would be the end of the match. They're like, there's no way he can carry on. They go to, they get the security team out, they pick him up and they cart him out and he gets up again, climbs the cell again and starts fighting The Undertaker. Goes on for a bit, he takes, and at one point he picks up a chair, hits The Undertaker with it, hits him with it again, throws it down. Now, for those who haven't seen it, the way the cell's laid out, there's a little trap door in the middle of the top of the cell. Foley threw the chair down and landed on that little trap door.
Yeah.
He then takes a choke slam, and it was only meant to sag the cage.
Yeah.
The cage breaks.
Yeah.
But down with it comes the chair.
Yeah.
That he dropped. And people miss this part. Down with it comes the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Bounces up, hits him in the face, knocks out two of his teeth.
Yeah, not sweet.
Actually lodges one of the teeth.
Through his lip?
Through his lip.
Yeah. And did, was that the one where Terry Funk was in with him and his shoes were off? Did he get choke Sam's shoes off or Terry Funk's shoes or
Terry,
something?
Yeah, because at that point they were like, genuinely afraid he was dead.
Yeah, no, that's what happened, wasn't it? Terry Funk went to help him and then the Undertaker was like, die, just die, still stay. Like, because the thing about the Undertaker, he's such a character. There's no breaking that.
Yeah.
So he's like, I can't just be like, Mickey, all right, mate. He had to be like,
oh, he had to stand there like, I'm fucking glad I've done it. But also in his eyes, you can see like, I may have murdered a man.
But he got down there. He like did a great climb, which then became like the graphic of any like wrestling game of the entering into the cell of like the he dropped down in the middle. And then I
also,
think they were like,
with a broken foot, he did that. He has a broken foot that entire match.
But I think they're like, I think Mick's not dead here. And it's like, well, I'm the Undertaker and I have to keep being Undertaker-y.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to chokeslam Terry Funk, who's wearing like tracksuit bottoms and a pair of like runner shoes. And he chokeslammed them out of shoes.
Yeah.
That was just, that was great. And then, didn't they get Mick Foley out again properly on a stretcher? And he was like, nah, I'm going back.
No, they don't stretch him out. They just keep wrestling that time.
Yeah. See, I thought he left again. I was like, nah, fuck it, I'm coming back.
No, he just up keeps wrestling. I mean, he brings the tax out at one point before the end.
And that's how he gets finished, tombstoned in the tax, isn't he?
Which is fucking mental.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's adrenaline.
As well as looking back, it's not actually a great match.
But it's like,
the
spectacle,
that will forever be the biggest. You can't top that, you'll never top
that. Yeah, because anything that's been done since is like, well, that's a copy of
that. It may
be
higher, it may be grander. Yeah. But the real risk of like this motherfucker might die will never be topped by that.
No,
because
that was
a good chance he could have.
Yeah, but that was why. And Mick Foley did a lot of like, didn't he take a back body drop on like concrete all the time? And he just did stuff. And the thing he did that always made me go, oh fuck, he got thrown over steps. Like it's such a way.
Because a lot of people go into them shoulder first. He goes in hip first and lets his momentum carry him over.
It's horrible.
So like he ends up like he has no hips at all now.
Yeah.
He has a hot daughter.
Well, and a son.
Who's not hot?
No, I just meant he just has a son.
He does have a son.
Juice, he's called, isn't it? Juice Foley.
Do he? Is this a fucking Juice?
I thought he was just a cool name.
Juice Foley.
I thought he was called Juice, so you don't call me Juicy when he's a kid.
Do
he? I just thought I'd
like
thought
the kid out of Malcolm in the Middle.
Is he called?
What's he's he called? Also called Dude. He's not called Juice. No one's called Juice. No one's birth name is Juice.
Herventude. He was called Juice. Guerrero.
Herventude. Herventude.
Oh god. Hermantude's his brother.
Hermantude.
Hey, they call it Juice. Well, I'm embarrassed now.
We Juice Foley.
Please cut that. I'm embarrassed.
No, that's clip. It's the confusion in my face. I go Juice. You say that a grown man named his child Juice Foley?
He's American, so it's believable.
It's my son, Pepsi Foley.
Juice Foley. But yeah, he was wild. And is there any other Mick Foley OMG moments?
Oh, there's a lot. Do you ever...
oh, yes.
This is a man who had his ear ripped off and finished the fucking match.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear about that?
That was in a death... Was it a death match it was, or just a regular one?
Regular match. Yes, so it was in WCW where the...
Was he fighting Big Van Vader?
He was fighting Big Van Vader.
Yeah.
The ropes in WCW, a lot tighter.
Yeah.
Than your standard ropes.
Floppy.
Threw him into it. He flops over, gets his head caught in a spot called the hangman where it just chokes your neck. Normally when he pulled his head out, he'd get out fine. Yeah. He did it, but his ear got caught in the rope. Rips his ear out of his fucking head.
And did Vader eat it?
He did not eat it.
He should have. That would have been much better if he just chomped it down. And speaking of Vader, didn't his eye pop out in the match once?
His eye did pop out in the match.
Stinking.
I can't remember what happened there.
But because I remember he was running around with like, you know that woman that's she's always on like record breakers or something. She'd just be like, do, and her eyes would pop out of her head.
Yeah.
And like he was just one eye popped out of his head. You know?
What was the story behind that?
Was it Shawn Michaels?
No.
He was fighting?
No.
No.
I think it was someone who was just slapping the fuck out of him.
Yeah, because there was the Japanese guy that they just did basically a shoot digging match with one time, and Vader broke his nose.
I was going to say Tanaka, but it's not Tanaka.
No, but I can't
remember. But I know who you mean. Yeah. And I think it was one of
big
those.
And, yeah.
And his fucking eyes literally hanging out of his socket, then, and he just pops it back in.
That's mental. Like, there's different levels of, like, hard lads, like, and those guys, the older guys, just, like, they're freaks. hard. Yeah. Like, who was the wee one called that, like, he was, they made a big fuss of him when he joined WWE. He was like Rey Mysterio. And Sin Cara. Sin Cara? Yeah, and he broke his finger.
Broke his finger,
and he's like, yeah.
Do you ever watch that? Because he's against Del Rio, he breaks his finger, and Del Rio realizes he's coming off the match because he breaks his finger.
Yeah.
And Del Rio just starts booting his hand.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you wee fucking fight me.
Del Rio's a bitter man, though, so yeah, it's, yeah, he's. Yeah. Is it, what's happened? Is he. Perv?
No, it's more. He was Spanish. In court for like kidnapping and stuff, but I think he was acquitted.
Good. Freedom. Yeah. Get him back. Sign him back up, Triple H. Bring him back in. Get the lads.
What about you? What's an orange juice moment for you?
Well, if we're sticking with Mick Foley, the one that sticks out to me that I like.
They don't all have to be Mick Foley.
No, but like some of them, the moments you look back on, you go, oh fuck. Well, if you want to mix it up, we'll go for a non Mick Foley.
You want to mick it up?
We want to mick it up. But one that I remember watching going, oh no. Like it's for me, an OMG moment's one where you're going, oh no, don't stop. Stop doing this. And an OMG there is when Kurt Angle fought Shane and he was trying to suplex him through plexiglass. The glass. Yeah, that was an awful moment. Because you're just watching a man's head fully bounce off concrete, and you're like, that's not worked. Oh, he's it. Hasn't worked again.
Try it three more times. Yeah. That is the owner's son, by the way, there, yeah. Kurt. Oh, keep going. All right.
How did he eventually get him through?
Just fucking through.
Just head, wasn't it? Just eventually just grabbed his head.
The problem was, like, Shane was concussed.
Yeah, as you would be.
And Kurt Angle had a broken tailbone. So that's why I couldn't get him over, because his fucking tailbone was fucked.
But I watching that, you're like, that's no matter what you do. Sometimes in wrestling, you're like, looks spectacular, but I know what's going on here.
It's when it looks really good, that's when you know it's fine. It's when it looks really shit, like two people falling over, that's when you're like, someone's hurt.
But that was just, and that whole match was great. There was a few big spots in that, and you're like, oh no, that's just sore.
I'm trying to remember what else happens in that. I'm pretty sure he throws him on the... He does a belly-to-belly on the concrete.
Yes, he does. But, like, Shane was great. Like, people are like... Again, this is the thing that sort of annoys me about wrestling, is the people that actually give a fuck about it. You know what I mean?
Aye.
The people who are like, well, actually, he doesn't... It's a spectacle. It's entertainment. You want it to be fun. You want it to be entertaining. Duh.
They get too into it.
Yeah, they're like... And, like, whenever, no harm. Like, I'm a 35-year-old guy, but I won't be like, well, he didn't execute the cross body rolling into the cross face correctly. You know what I mean? It's like, who gives a fuck, man?
If I could have just the entrances and the finishers, I'd be happy with that.
I mean, that's what we want to see. They're the good bits.
Yeah.
But, like, Shane McMahon, people are like, you know, but he did spectacle like no one else. Like, you can't think of a Shane McMahon match where it wasn't... spectacular.
The one with Steve Blackman.
Oh, the Lethal Weapon. They're speaking of physiques. Whoa.
His theme tune was the...
It was just the Gertrude Starr, wasn't it? Just...
And the Gertrude Starr, and
he just walked out with a candlestick and played a lamp egg.
That's not Steve Blackman's theme at all.
It's just... Which sounds like... What was that?
Like, there's like little weird animal noises in it.
Well, I didn't know there's weird animal noises in it, but I like that. But he chased him up the fucking Titantron, didn't he, with a kendo stick?
Yeah.
That was impressive, too. But that was that in the middle of the Attitude Era, all that mad shit was happening?
Yeah. Yeah, it was in 2000.
Oh, you know what the best scene whenever Raw, the music...
See, that's my Raw theme is the... You get the lies, the money, when it's together and through.
Was that Eric Bishop singing that?
Set. No, I think the same people did the thing.
Yeah, but it was Raw was, see when it was Raw, it was for me, great. Yeah.
Kane takes off the mask.
Let me just say on that, what the fuck was going on with his hair for that reveal? Like that was
Alex.
Pardon?
It was like little curly bits at the top. It looks like when you haven't quite got down at the bottom. You know what I mean? You've done a quick job of it.
Like when your balls end up looking like a billy goat. You shave the top and all, but then you miss the pubes in the back. And then you get in the shower and you're like, why have I got a billy goat's gruff at the bottom of my balls?
Your dick's just going, meh.
Yeah, meh. And just there's a random guy milking it.
Your balls look like a billy goat. Boy, I thought you were saying your balls look like Billy Gunn.
I mean, yeah. What a sexy tan ball bag you'd have. Bleach blonde pubes. It's the Billy Gunn ball bag. Why are people...
They're 63 and they're ripped.
Yeah, he is in some shape in the ass, boys.
Yeah.
As well, it's his sons.
I have a cane taking off the mask. Sorry to get back before we go too deep into Billy Gunn's bollocks.
Like, I wanted Cane to look like Mason Verger from Hannibal. I wanted him to have no face. But then he just did
Where he just breathes through a fucking hole in his face.
I wanted him to just be... I wanted him to look like an anus. I wanted him to just be a shriveled up, burnt anus. But he just had a regular guy's face with coal around his eyes. And like, for some reason, his hair.
He just looked like he'd been collecting for a bonfire, didn't he?
Yeah, he's fucking ridiculous. But listen to this as well. Like, speaking of Kane's hair, I have a moment in my life where I had Kane's haircut. Now you're probably going to go, why'd you have this? When I was younger, I think it must have been like 15 or something, but we were going out for dinner, my mum, my dad, my sister. It must have been her birthday or my dad's birthday or something. And I was, at the time, I shaved my head with just my own wee clippers and all. And I was shaving, like, I started like this and started in the front and went back. And my clippers broke at about here. So I, like, they just didn't run about. They literally broke. So I couldn't get, and I tried to go to barbers, but it was too late. All the barbers were shut. So I had to go out for dinner. I think we had to somewhere fancy too, like the Culloden. And I had the front half of my head shaved and just a bit longer hair here. So it looked like I had that cane. Lobotomy. My mum was like, just see if anyone says anything. Say you're having a brain operation. Just if anyone says anything, say there's something wrong with you.
Is that how fucking brutal it was?
Yeah, but it looked like I literally had half my head cut across here. It was rare looking, like the reverse Ronaldo 99, the R9 haircut on the fucking back of my head.
Did your man not go nuts at you? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, but I was like, this wasn't my fault. You know, it's not my fault. My razor broke. But that's a good reference. But I also, another time, we were going out for dinner, bicked my head bald, and my mum cried and was like, you're so ugly. I was like, I'm just bald, same face. Like,
how'd you bick your head bald?
Because I just started shaving it and shaving it and shaving it. And I was like, I wasn't feeling satisfied with shaving it. And then I was like, now it's a one all over.
Dave's
and,
having the Britney moment.
And it was, and I tell you what, I looked shit.
I looked Did you have a beard?
No, I looked like Uncle Fester. And for some reason, when I shaved my eyebrows, the less hair I got, the bigger my eyebrows got. And I just looked like this weird, like, you know the guy out of Despicable Me? That's Gru. What I looked like, Gru. I just looked like him. And then I couldn't wear hats because it just like Velcro to my head. So that night, the cane night, my mum made me go bald. She made me go fucking Dom Free that night.
Is that, would that ever put you off going bald ever again?
Well, I mean, there's no choice in the matter, but bicking it, yeah.
Would you never turkey it?
I know, I would go to, because the sad thing is my head isn't like a smooth dome. It's like a brain. So it looks like there's like all this brain going on here. It's like disgusting. So I don't want to, that's why.
That didn't really answer my, I went, would you ever go to Turkey for it? And you went, my head is all brain.
Sorry, I thought you meant,
fucking lunatic.
I thought you meant, would you go Turkey style? Like, you know what, Turkey, just big bald, like me Turkey.
No, I went, would you go to Turkey to get like a herb transplant? No. And you went, nah, it's just like on my head, it's like a dome and it's all brain.
Like, no, I wouldn't get a hair transplant because I think they're the most obvious things in the world. Like, no one gets a hair transplant and you go, that's not a wig. You know, it's because it's exact.
It's not a wig.
But it looks like a wig because it's the exact same line. I just get a wig.
No, I've seen some that are good. Like.
Unless you're Antonio Conte, the Spurs manager, your hair transplant doesn't.
Did he get one?
Yes, because he's fully bald.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and it's just a great. It's a good one, isn't it?
Like Rooney's ever. Was atrocious.
Yes, but then what happens if you get a dodgy one that doesn't take too well? You just go bald again, but then you've this like, it almost looks like a tattoo line across your head.
But his problem was he waited till he was fucking full bald.
Yeah. But I mean, if ever there's a guy that's got the money, it's Rooney. And if there's an example as to why a hair transplant doesn't work, it's there's the very top end guys getting it done. Just do it, John Travolta. It never looks like he's wearing a wig. And he does wear a wig.
It's because he's bald as shit.
But he wears wigs, and you don't know it's a wig.
Does he?
Why? Elton John. He wears a wig.
It's very obvious. He looks like a fucking mole rat. It's very obvious.
No, he doesn't. He looks the opposite of a mole rat. Mole rats look like your dick when you've just manscaped.
Mole rats look like me.
No, you just look like moles. Mole rats are bald.
The ass man?
Yeah, the naked mole rat. You're the ass mole. The ass eater mole. The mole who eats the ass.
So your OMG moment is Antonio Conte's hair transplant?
Yes. And then the last one that I would think we've time for today is back to Mick getting speared through the fire table.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is amazing. A good one.
Yeah. But
I'm trying to think, do I have one that tops it? A weird one.
Uh-huh.
But Billy and Chuck's wedding, when Eric Bischoff peels off the face and reveals he's the minister the whole time.
What was the payoff there? Because I actually remember not watching it because I didn't agree with what was going on. So
two men getting married, all right, fair enough.
Absolutely not having it, no.
DUP Elliot. You do have the name of a man running for the DUP.
David Elliot.
David Elliot, 1, 2, 3.
It should be Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Yeah.
Adam and Eve, not Billy and Chuck.
Yes, put your penises out of your own bottoms and carry on. Thank you. Thank you.
He calls himself the ass man, absolutely disgraceful.
Yes, as long as he is the ass to mouth man with a woman and not with a man, it's fine.
So what was this? They were getting married and there was just a wee reverend.
Why were they getting married though?
Because they were in love.
No, but did they do any gay stuff?
Yeah, they were a gay couple.
No, but were they like snogging and all?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right.
I would have liked to have seen that.
It's readily available.
Get me it? Did I want to see it? Because I don't think, like, I just thought there were two mates.
No.
And then they got married, but they didn't do like snogging and all. And then the wee guy Rico looks a bit like you.
I do not look like Rico.
You have the same color hair. If you just shaved the hair and just had the way he was,
I do not.
And look the Rico hair, but wasn't that their gimmick?
He was their stylist.
No, that's a great gimmick. Like, there's a sort of something similar going on now. There's a guy in, and was it LA Knight? And he's called something different, and he's got like the male models are his thing.
Oh, the American made models or something.
And like, there's a guy in it called Mansoor, is now called Mansoor, which I really like.
I did not know this.
And who's the other, right? Mace, you know, who was in like whatever.
The Rakuten?
Yeah. He's now called Massey, and they're just like really. Like sweet models.
That's kind of
really
like
enjoyable.
That.
Yeah.
But no, so their gimmick was they were allegedly gay. It turns out they weren't. It was all like a publicity stunt or whatever.
Fucking always is.
But they were having a gay wedding and there was a wee minister, right? It was just a wee.
So, right, okay.
It was a big wedding day, right? It was a wee tiny man. And he spoke like this.
Oh, Triple H. This is a big reveal.
Right? No, it wasn't Triple H. This is my Triple H. This is my Triple H voice. This is my minister voice.
You should do voiceovers for annoying guys.
And this is how I have the Gilbert Gottfried gift of like the most irritating voices.
R.I.P.
But this is how he spoke.
Okay.
And he goes, love is amazing if it lasts for 30 years.
Oh no, I know where this is going.
40 weeks or 3 minutes. And then he goes, wait a second. Did I just hear myself say 3 minutes? And then two Samoan guys just run into the ring and beat the fuck out of everyone?
Doesn't Rosie and Jamal, that just used to be it. Why was it when he said there's a 3 minute warning and it didn't take 3 minutes for them to come out?
It did normally. So if it was a match was really boring, he would come out and go, you've got a 3 minute warning.
Right, okay.
But he would also do the did I hear myself say 3 minutes as like a... No one knew they were coming, and then once he said that sentence, they would do the face of like, oh fuck, and then they would jump out and beat you up.
See,
but it was a really cool idea that, but it was when he pulls the face off, like he doesn't, you would not know it was Bischoff. It didn't look like him.
But why did he want to stop the wedding?
Because he just wanted to beat up Stephanie McMahon.
But why is her business interfering with Billy and Chuck's marriage? Gay?
Don't know. Just, it was a big thing for SmackDown. They were getting ratings because there was a gay wedding and he was like, how about now?
No, I think they should come back and get married. Because he was called Mr. Ass before, wasn't he?
He literally was all about that ass.
Yeah, so, and his whole thing was like, you can suck my dick and all, wasn't it? Like, that's what he used to do. Like
I don't remember those words exactly. No,
but he used to like, didn't they all, everyone else in DX did like suck it, whereas he was like rubbing his... One thing. Mr. Ass was like... He did the one hand rubbing his thing.
Did he?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't know if it would I don't know if it summarizes gimmick as you can suck my dick and all.
Well.
But he did.
Back in the creative room.
No, was Road Dogg not the one who...
No, Road Dogg did like... He did the hump. He would, if he did a pump handle slam, he would pretend
he'd bend down to over and bum him.
Yes. Whereas Mr. Ass, who's not as... He doesn't do his gay stuff like Road Dogg. Mr. Ass... didn't bend guys over and pretend to bomb them. He's just a guy called Mr. Ass who just simulated that he would like thrust their heads, I think, into his penis.
I think he may have done that,
which I think that was his way of being like, blowjobby.
Blowjobby? That's his way of going, I fancy you.
Yes. And then did he do blow... Because Chuck Palumbo was like a big mechanic and all for a while, and then he was like... And
his gimmick wasn't he's a big mechanic.
He was
a biker. He wasn't fucking fixing engines.
No, but when they brought him back, because Undertaker was, again, a lot of ass chat here, but Undertaker went away from being a mortician to come back being the ass guy. And the bad...
He was the American badass.
And then Mr. Ass was the ass guy.
He didn't just come back being like, I'm not a zombie anymore and I love horses.
They missed the trick. But whenever he came, he went away to be the Undertaker again, they were like, we've got another big guy. We can put on gloves. And then Chuck Plum was like, I build bikes. That's what he kept doing as we vignettes. I build them and all. I'm a mechanic. Right, yeah. I build bikes. And then he'd come running out of the ring.
Well, his first gimmick was he used a wee Italian man.
Was he?
He was in the FBI.
Yes, with Nuncio. Nuncio.
Nuncio?
Yeah.
Nuncio. The Italian pedophile.
And he had big feet, didn't he? A wee fella. No, not... Vito, what? Nuncio.
Vito?
Vito was the guy in the dress.
Yeah, who follows us on TikTok.
Yes, he follows it. Yes!
And he posts flat out. He's very annoying.
We'll get him as a guest.
Yeah.
We'll get him over on the...
Over on Zoom.
The Titantron. That's what we're calling the TV for this. The Titantron. There we go. Speaking of Titantrons, guys, we're going to keep this a Titan 1, and we're going to wrap it up. Thank you very much again for tuning in to this OMG moment of the Are You Ready podcast.
Which was just our favorite.
Which is just us having moments. A good time chatting about Ask Guys. So, you know, if you're an Ask Guy, get in touch with the podcast. We're out every 2 weeks. The links will be in the description of the video. Give us a follow. Give us a watch. Give us a view. And rate and review wherever you listen to the podcast. And again, just before we go, if you want to see previous episodes, which we got banned from YouTube, they're available on Spotify. So you can watch it there. So, guys, anything you want to plug before we go?
Just the Barely Noticeable Turrets on sale now. Check it out.
Yeah, I've got stuff as well, but this will be out probably after my stuff. So, hey, keep an eye on things until we meet again.
Later, fuckers.
Bye. Are you